have you gone out of your way to get a gallon of gas or take advantage of a good deal on gas and end up driving further than you would have actually saved?
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, and it's funny because I've started because my inner monologue always goes to, oh, that's 5 cents cheaper. Oh, that's 10 cents cheaper. I'm going there.
Yeah, that'll add up.
Oh, that'll add up. And then I have to force myself to do the math and go, okay, so if I'm putting 20 gallons, let's say, in to my car, what's 20 times 10?
Okay. Well, I never go that far.
Yeah.
If it's significantly cheaper, I'm like, trust me. I'm just telling myself, trust me. It's worth it.
Yeah.
I'm not bothering doing the math.
But that's how I resist to do it because I'm like, okay, it's only like $2.50.
Oh, that's how you talk yourself out of it?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. And I'm like, I'm just going to get gas here. It's going to be fine. I'll be fine. So what's the furthest distance you've gone for a deal? My daughters. They're moving into their first apartment this summer with a friend, and they've slowly, and you know, we've slowly over the past few years kind of been gathering, keeping furniture and getting furniture and stuff like that for their place. So we realized they didn't have beds, and they weren't going to take their bed from their bedroom at our house because, you know, if they come back to the house, whatever they need a place to stay.
Right? Sure. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, my daughters are kind of looking. They find some mattresses at IKEA and, you know, they're like, hey, they're only like, you know, a couple $100 for mattresses, brand new mattresses. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's probably comfortable. I'm like, okay, sure.
If they're fine with it, though, I'm not going to go spend a ton of money.
I know. And that's what I was, you know, kind of justifying to myself. You know, hey, you know what? It's going to be good enough for you. You're fine. You know, and so the problem is, you know, if you know, closest IKEA is up north of Cincinnati.
Yeah, it's a bit of a drive.
Yeah, so legit, over the weekend.
You did not.
Sophia and I jumped in the car.
No, you did not.
We drove to about 2 hours up there, spent 10 minutes at the IKEA, drove 2 hours back.
Now, wait, did it fit in your car?
Yeah.
Is it one of those that was rolled up in a box or something?
It was. Oh, okay. So there were two of them. Because, you know, I have Isabel and Sophia.
Yeah.
And we put down the back seats of the van, tossed them in there. They fit perfect, shut it up, and said, all right, well, do you want to go into IKEA? Nope.
Nope. Let's not make it worth our while.
No, let's just
get
go.
Get some other deals.
No,
we just want these deals.
Let's go. So it was about 4 hour and 10 minute trip for a deal on two mattresses.
Okay.
That was my furthest, I think, I've gone to take advantage of a deal.
And no other place in town was going to have a mattress for the same price range?
No other place in town?
None? Zero?
For a brand new mattress?
Yes.
I don't know.
You didn't take the time to shop around
listen,
to see if there was a place closer than over 2 hours to get? Seriously?
To be fair, I made them buy it. So they were the ones doing the shopping. And so they were looking, you know, they were looking on all these places like, you know, the Purple website, the Mattress Firms, the
you
Sleep Outfitters, all that stuff.
On Amazon, they'll bring it to you in 2 days for that price. I wish you would have consulted me because we literally got both of our kids the same purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And we did not spend, I think we spent like $236.
Well,
and they brought it to us.
Maybe next time that's
it
what
was
we'll
magical.
Do. Maybe next time that's what we'll do. Who knows? But yeah, that's the first. And as I'm talking, I think I actually picked up a piece of furniture from someone in Cincinnati off Craigslist. But
you went to Cincinnati. Cincinnati Craigslist?
Yeah, but it was.
There are people around here too. Listen,
not for this. Not for this furniture. But,
oh my God! But I redid my daughter's bedroom off Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah,
I got a bed for like $300 bucks, a dresser for $60, and yeah, I mean, it was magical.
Sure. No. I'm not saying that we've never looked local for this sort of thing, and we've gotten great deals local. But my point of the whole conversation is, what's the furthest distance you've gone to get a deal?
And my point is, you need to consult me more often. Like, did you tell your wife you were doing this?
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
She didn't stop to say,
hey, she was fine.
Did you shop around or look on Amazon or around here? No, she didn't suggest that.
Natalie says, you know, same kind of distance, but there's also an IKEA up in Indianapolis for those of us across the river, LOL. And IKEA is always worth the drive. Yes, I will say that is a magical store. And if that ever comes to Louisville, I feel like it'll have a Publix type frenzy surrounding it.
1,000%. Yeah. I'm kind of surprised they haven't jumped on that.
There's
plenty of space.
Got another message from a listener who said, I drove 3 hours once to buy a $30 used car part for my Land Cruiser.
Shut up.
You know what?
I don't know what it typically costs, but that sounds like a really good deal.
Maybe it was. Maybe it was one of those. Maybe he searched Facebook Marketplace up in Columbus, Ohio, or in Nashville or something like that. Was like, hey, you know what? I could get this. I got to go down and get it. That's funny. Another message from a listener. When flip phones were cool.
When they were the only thing out there.
When flip phones were cool, I drove 60 miles south to get the one I wanted. It didn't even have a camera on it. I love that phone. Later, I bought an unlocked version, and it's my backup phone now.
Oh, wow.
That is funny.
That's great stuff.
I mean, you say that like flip phones aren't cool anymore, but man, those were totally cool. Those were banging. Like when everybody had the Razor,
Oh, listen, I had my first one was the Motorola, the gray kind of mini brick one.
Oh.
You had to pull up the little antenna.
Oh, yeah.
And flip it open. Yeah, it was $5 a month.
All right. I don't know if you've got a story to share about the furthest distance you've gone for a deal, but 502-795-1997. If you want to be subject to the wrath of Kelly shaming you for trying to go out of your way to find a little bit of a deal.
Have we learned a lesson, though, to look around, shop around first?
Kelly, if I did, we wouldn't have a segment right now. All right? If I were any different, this would be a different segment.
Oh.
All right? So because I decided to take my daughter up to Cincinnati, north of Cincinnati, because I found a couple mattresses at a good price.
I didn't think to just comparison shop to find a comparable deal around town where you didn't have to drive over 2 hours.
Let's not worry about that.
Okay.
What's the furthest distance you've gone for a deal? Got a text message from Brian who said about 20 years ago when selling cars on eBay first became popular, I got an amazing deal on an Acura. I booked a flight to New York, took a cab to Long Island, picked up the car and drove it 12 hours back.
Wow.
I actually still have it as a backup. It has over 300,000 miles on it, so I definitely got my money's worth.
Holy cow.
Impressive, sir.
That is amazing.
That is impressive. Also, he said his wife has several aquariums, and she's gone to Cincinnati, Nashville, even Cleveland for a good deal on an aquarium.
Really?
Craigslist. See, Kelly, sometimes you can't get those things around here, and they can't be delivered to you. You got to just go get them.
Really? I'm going to just say, well, then I don't need that.
You just got to go get them.
That's too much.
Aaron, what's your story?
Hey, so on New Year's Eve, I actually drove from Louisville to an hour south of St. Louis to pick up a collectible doll and drove back in the same day.
Wow.
To get
a collectible doll?
Yes, because it was about an $800 doll, and they were selling it for $100.
Oh.
Oh, that's a pretty good deal.
So that was a one-day trip. I'm just driving. Did you have anybody keep you company, or was this a solo trip?
No, my best friend went with me, so we like stopped at all the fun gas stations along the way, and
yeah, make it a trip. Girls trip.
I love it.
Here's the other risk, though. Is it exactly like they presented it was going to be, or was it a little haggard looking? Oh, it was even better.
Because it was an American Girl doll, but it was an old retired one. She had all the boxes and all the outfits and everything.
Oh, like that.
Worth it.
Like that.
Yeah.
Aaron, thank you for calling
you
in and
Ben.
For making me not feel so bad.
Cincinnati's a day trip. Come on, we do that all the time.
Like, that's right.
We'll just be like, we're going up to Micro Center for filament or something. Let's just meet all of them and come home. I mean, what's the big deal?
Love it. Love it. Yes, that's right. Aaron, thank you. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Rhonda said, my husband did the same thing. Look at that. Amy said, my brother-in-law has driven from Indiana to Arkansas for a car off Craigslist.
Arkansas?
Yep. Thinks it was a Jeep Cherokee, and she was like, surprisingly, no one murdered him.
Oh, great. That's always good. Because, Craigslist is, at least on Facebook Marketplace, you can see the person's profile.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you gotta know who you're meeting. Craigslist is just good luck.
Well, I mean, we have a segment that surrounds Craigslist just
exactly.
about every week.
And listen, I've spent years selling like a lot of our baby gear I sold on Craigslist, meeting in the Target parking lot, and I survived.
Did anybody travel a long distance to buy something off of you? Do you know? I got here from St. Louis. I saw that pop up on my feed, and I was like, I gotta have it.
My orange beetle, they came from Iowa.
Remember my orange beetle, the turbo that I had?
A guy and his daughter came from Iowa because they wanted that color, and I guess they couldn't find it anywhere near their part of the country.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. See?
Yep.
Sometimes you got to go distances to get a good deal. That's what I'm saying.
I was so nervous. I was like, oh my God, what if they really don't like the car? Like, it was a lot of pressure.
And then
they were making that kind of effort.
And then at that point, it's like they've driven all this distance and then they start haggling with you on price. And you're like, oh man.
Yes. It's like, nope. Price is firm, sir.
Yeah, it's like, you're going to make me turn around and go all the way back?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. With my daughter here who's now crying. Yeah.
Uh huh.
That's funny. All right. Well, hey, good stories here on 99.7 EJS.